Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Yahoo has announced that all 3 billion of its accounts, including email as well as Flickr and Tumblr, were hacked in 2013. That's triple the number the company originally thought. And it could mean big problems for Verizon, which recently acquired Yahoo. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And first of all, start us off. What does this mean? How much bigger of a deal is 3 billion accounts than 1 billion?
Not just three times. I mean, look, on one hand, it's not that big a deal because the initial 1 billion estimate was so enormous, right? And frankly, I think anyone who had a Yahoo account at all pretty much safely assumed that he or she was impacted. Certainly security experts that I spoke to said that this breach probably had impacted everything because the attackers got so deep in the system. But I just want to be clear that this is another sign that Yahoo kind of like lost track of its ways and that this attack was much more sophisticated than originally thought. Or maybe Yahoo wasn't as thorough as it led its users to believe.
Why did it take them so long to figure out that so many accounts had been hacked? And by the way, we must assume that people had more than one account because I don't think Yahoo, even at its peak, had half of the world logging in.
Yes, that is true. Remember that Verizon now owns Yahoo and also owned AOL, and they put it under this other company called Oath.
Right.
Oath, right? Take the oath, right? And the company said that it had determined just within the past week that the break-in was worse than thought, and that was after it received some new information from outside the company. Now, there weren't a lot of details what that was, but what's clear is that they said that the customer information included usernames, passwords, in some cases telephone numbers and dates of birth, but not credit card numbers. So I guess it's good news that it wasn't, you know, your payment card data or your bank information. The bad news is it's a complete pain in the neck to imagine this. And you should also know that if you were not told your account was compromised back in December of last year, you'll probably soon receive an email informing you of that hack. You should reset your password, change your unencrypted security questions. That's what Yahoo had suggested last year.
What does all this mean for Verizon?
This is an interesting part of it, okay? So we had Verizon acquiring Yahoo. The deal closed a few months ago. And it disclosed this, and then Verizon said, we want a price cut. And the price reduction of the deal was $350 million. So the company, Verizon paid about $4.5 billion. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a bigger price reduction. But when they renegotiated this price, Verizon built into their assumptions that the entire user base had been breached. It didn't find the evidence till now, but they did actually assume that. Now, the other thing that's pretty interesting is that Verizon gave up its right to sue the entity that sold Yahoo, which is now called Altima. Mm. And so this is all on Verizon at this point going forward. It's all done. As of June 2017, it's Verizon's problem, and it will continue to clean up after Yahoo.
Just amazing. I mean, all of these data breaches, and we'll link people to what you've said about what those who are impacted by the Equifax breach can do to help themselves at this point. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.